The United Nations has declared today World Radio Day, a chance to celebrate radio's ability to bring people together. But we wondered, in this digital age, can you still buy a simple, cheap radio? A radio that's, well, just a radio? We sent Morning Edition producers Barry Gortimer and Jessica Popovac off on a radio scavenger hunt. Rock it, rock
and roll radio. Let's go. Here's our criteria. We want a radio that's inexpensive and portable, small enough to fit in your pocket.
And you don't have to plug it into something or connect to anything. So no internet, no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth.
And finally, it's got to be radio only. No smartphones, no satellite radios, just standard AM, FM. We started at a Target in Washington, D.C. Team leader Michael Yost took us to a lonely corner of the electronics department and showed us some boom boxes.
This is essentially the most basic, generic radio that you're going to get. Pretty portable.
And cheap, about 20 bucks. But it had a CD player. Remember, we just wanted a radio.
So if you come right over here, for about $9, you get an alarm clock radio.
Can you put batteries in it?
No, you have to have them plugged into the wall, so you can't really take it on the go.
Nope, sorry. Remember, our radio has to be portable. Now, here's what Michael Yost really wanted to show us.
This is a Bose SoundTouch.
Bose SoundTouch.
It's $399.99, and it's almost like being front row at anything you would imagine a concert.
Wow, $400 for a radio that's not a radio? You know, we were looking for something a little more retro.
This is a 1938 Zenith. It's called a shutter dial because as you flip the switch here, it switches from one shortwave band to the broadcast band.
That's Brian Bellinger. He's curator of the National Capital Radio and Television Museum in Bowie, Maryland. The radio he showed us, gorgeous, yes. Portable, no.
Our search for a basic pocket radio took us next to Best Buy, where we met radio technician Aza Queesis.
Everybody here calls me Queasy.
Queasy showed us some boom boxes the size of my old Lincoln Town Car.
So when we get to our smaller radios, they kind of put them over here to the side. Let's see. Huh. Georgie.
Yes.
We're like the smaller radios. They move those things around a lot. They might be over here as well. Oh, here we go right here.
Queasy found some sporty little AM-FM radios meant for joggers. Close to what we wanted, but there was no speaker. You had to plug in headphones.
But we found exactly what we were looking for across the street at Radio Shack. A $14 gray plastic transistor radio. It looks like it came right out of the disco era.
Now, we were happy to find our radio, but just a little worried that it came from Radio Shack, a company that just declared bankruptcy. But it's actually pretty easy to find pocket radios, just not in stores. They're all over the internet, and people are buying them.
In the U.S., we're spending about $200 million just on traditional radios. Many businesses would love to be turning that kind of revenue year over year very steadily.
That's Brian Markwalter of the Consumer Electronics Association. He says about 98% of U.S. households have a radio, and that's held steady since the 70s.
That means it's, from my perspective, nearly a permanent part of our lives.
Which is very good news on this World Radio Day for our little plastic transistorized friend. I'm Barry Gortimer.
And I'm Jessica Popovac, NPR News.